Thank you for calling the Alabama on the Plumber Clinic line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Mr. Robert Natar.
I'm doing fine. What about you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm trying to file a new claim.
Okay, you was calling to file a new claim. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
418-410-374.
That's 418-410-374.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your month's birth name, please?
Natar's Robert, April 17, 1993. My mother's maiden name is Pamela Robert.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
No, I want to do a new claim. I had got fired at my recent job.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When was the last time you had filed your weekly certification?
The last time, what do you mean?
When was the last time you filed your weekly certification on every Sunday?
Y'all do it every Sunday, but I'm trying to open a new claim. I just got fired from a job.
Yes, sir. Are you okay?
No, ma'am. I'm behind.
I do apologize about that.
I got my supervisor, her number. I called. She told me to call her back by like 2 o'clock when she make it to work, so she can vote for me because the manager fired me over some BS. He was stressed. Then he had me working cash register and produce like. Trying to make me be a produce manager, and I ain't want to be a produce manager. I don't want to be owing nobody money. So he got mad about that. So my supervisor told me, I don't file my claim, and I got her cell phone number just in case you want to verify it so she can verify it for me.
No, sir, that won't be necessary. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
No, ma'am. What do you mean U.S. citizen? Like what?
A U.S. citizen. You from Montgomery and you from America.
I'm from Mobile, Alabama. American.
Yes, sir. That's going to be yes.
That's going to be yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Did you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I ain't never been in the Army, no ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade in 2015 when I graduated.
Do you have a driver's license?
No ma'am, I got a state ID.
Can you verify your state ID number?
Hold on, let me go get my wallet.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
It's I-062716.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Ma'am.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Can I use my cash out?
Is it like a traditional bank you can be able to walk into?
No, man, it's a cash out. That's how they used to pay me. That's how they used to pay me on my cash out card. But
okay, You go ahead.
I mean, I got my, like, you know, when they was directing my money from Piggly Wiggly, where I worked at, they would give my money, send my money to my account, to my cash out card.
Okay, do you have, like, the routing number for, and account number for your cash out?
Yes, ma'am. I got my cash out routing number is, my routing number is 04-1215-663. That's my router number.
Okay, that's going to be 04121-5663. Is that correct, sir?
Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am. 04121-5663. That's my routing number. Yes, ma'am.
Did you want that going to your checking or your savings?
It go to my checking and my account number. You need my account number?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's 13-458-2622-7355.
That's 13-458-2622-7355. Is that correct?
Is that correct?
No, ma'am. It's 13. Hello? I'm going to start off with 13-458-2622-7355. That's my account number.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the information.
Thank you so much for the information.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
1411 Goodman Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
Ma'am?
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
What you mean?
Is your resident address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
251-430-6717.
Did you want me to change your telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that number again? I do apologize about that.
251-430-6717.
That's 251-430-6717. Is that correct?
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
What is your email address?
RemberLatarus1@gmail.com. My last name first, my second name second, and 1@gmail.com. RemberLatarus1@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be your last name, your first name, 1@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I do apologize about that. You'll find you some better.
Yes, ma'am. I can't stop crying. I had to pay my little girl to go back to North Mother Girl that started school, man. They went to school a year round, and he wasn't lit, man. I'm so tired, man. It's going to be all right, though. Lord got me, though.
Yes, sir. Just give me one moment, please.
Just give me one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, I do apologize about the wait. Your mailing address is 1411 Goodman Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36605. Is that correct?
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
It
is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. From whom did you purchase the property at? 7816 Kip Heights. Is it Andra Restoga? Is it Ms. Hen Sandra? Is it Promote Surrey? Is it Ranjan Hedgen? Or had never been associated with this property?
Never associated with that property.
Okay, thank you. Which other following addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 205 Patricia Road. It's at 207 Atkins Court. It's at 2203 Height Street. It's at 4961 County Road 33. Or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated.
Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 1202 Ingleside Avenue. It's at 1506 Van Lee Circle. It's at 239 Calhoun Iverson Circle. It's at 339 Fall Avenue. Or have never been associated with this?
1506 Van Lee Circle. That's my mom's old address.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And
which other foreign states does Tiffany Rimber currently live on property? It's in Alabama. It's in Illinois. It's in New Jersey. It's in North Carolina. Or is it none of the above? Or I'm not familiar with this person.
Alabama.
Okay, thank you. Which other foreign age range is most closely matching the age of Patrick Rimber? It's at 27 to 31. It's at 45 to 39. It's at 50 to 54. It's at 61 to 65. Or is it none of the above? Or I'm not familiar with this person.
I think my kids are around 50, so I know my mother is 50, my mom was 53, 54. I think he's around my mama age. He in his 50, something like that.
Okay, that's going to be 50 to 54.
Yes, ma'am. Something like that. Yes, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
Ma'am?
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What do you mean?
Have you received a TRA certification, which is like a trade?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
What's the reason for your break-in claim? Have you been discharged?
I've been fired. What a discharge is? Like fired?
Discharge, that means the same thing. Discharge, terminated. Same thing. Fired.
Yes, ma'am. I've been fired. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 251-430-6717.
Have my number. You just changed my number, right?
Is it the same 251-430-6717?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. That's my number.
Okay. Did you want me to put down no for you?
So that'd be right. So put no.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am. I just work. No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work? And work have been available to you?
That means like is I'm available to work? Is I'm able to work?
Ever since Sunday, would you be able to work mentally and physically?
Yes, ma'am, I will. I can. Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently arrested for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Ma'am?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your number 12 occupation?
Is I'm available to do what now?
Are you available for all shifts in your number 12 occupation?
What that mean, like, is I'm available to do full-time shift? Know what you're saying?
Are you available for, like, first shift, second shift, and third shift?
Yes, ma'am. I'm available to do. Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from a employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
In the last 18 months.
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
What is your job title and description?
My job title is a cashier.
Okay, you said you was a cashier, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, were you using like cash register and processing credit or debit card?
Yes, ma'am, I was on the cash register.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
What do you mean by that, love?
Are you trying to seek for the same position like a cashier?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Did
you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the help of federal income tax?
No, what do you mean, like take taxes out?
Yes, sir. Did you want 10% coming out every week?
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your temporary pen number?
Hold on. I can put it in my phone. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
What's my pen number? What's the pen number?
Yes, sir. Your temporary pen number is 7493.
7493.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, let me just go back here.
Have your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Let me just go back to where we left off at. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting. Unemployment claim requires effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also works a useful word with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/posting and update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, or to claim your benefits for the previous week. Fail to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to file an instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. Oh, yeah, I got one question. One question, though.
Go ahead. You can go ahead, sir.
Oh,
you can
go ahead, sir. Last time I tried to file my old claim, he won't let me do my claim on Sunday, so they did it fixed. Is it fixed now? Like this Sunday, would I be able to file my claim for the new claim?
You should be able to file your witness application on this Sunday. Yes, sir.
On this Sunday. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll make it sure.
Yes, sir. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, man. I so appreciate y'all helping me, man. I'm trying to catch up my child before they lock me up.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
and you will be able to find you some better.
Yes, ma'am. I so appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. You are more than welcome. And thank you for calling me, Alabama Unemployment Clemson. Enjoy your day, sir.
So when I begin my money, it'll be coming to that my direct deposit or cash out, that's wallet account number.
Yes, sir. That's if you get approved. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.